Good morning, and welcome to the Presbyterian Church of Floyd. This is Reverend Bob McLeavy welcoming you to our time together. As we begin a new year, we're also going to begin a new journey of Jesus' life and what it means to each of us. And so this morning it's very appropriate that we be looking at Jesus' baptism and the beginning of his ministry here on earth. This particular Sunday happens to be the first Sunday following Epiphany, and that means we'll be looking at the baptism of Jesus. And then Alan Best has done a great song entitled, Let There Be Peace on Earth. And indeed, what an appropriate song that is for today and as we look forward to the future. So as we prepare now to hear the word proclaimed, let us pray. Almighty God, we bow humbly before you. We thank you for this beginning of a new year. We thank you for the opportunities that lie ahead. And we just pray that you will bless us, give us wisdom, give us courage. Help us, Lord, to be bold, to show your love to others. And we pray now that you will open our hearts and our minds and help us to be inspired by your word. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. So our scripture passage this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark, and I have entitled this morning's message, Heaven Torn Open. And those are words that come directly from this scripture passage, Heaven Torn Open. So here is from Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. In the beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, a voice of the one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." This is the word of the Lord. Today is the first Sunday after the Epiphany, the day in the church year when we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. And we celebrate the image of Jesus being baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. Now, the baptism of our Lord is an event recorded in all three of the Synoptic Gospels. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and it's also referred to in the Gospel of John. We always say when a certain event is recorded in all four of the Gospels, we know it is an extremely important scene. Now, the accounts are very similar, except here and there one writer may include a detail that another leaves out, or one writer may use slightly different wording to describe the same event. And so it is in our text today from the Gospel of Mark. Now, Matthew, Mark, and Luke all mention that when Jesus was baptized, the heavens were opened. But it's only Mark that uses the exact word choice that we find today. He says, just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open. Heaven being torn open. And that's an interesting way to put it. The word that's used here in the Greek is the word schizo. It's actually the word from which we get in our English language the words scissors and also the word schism. Schizo, it means to split or to rend or to tear apart. It has almost a violent connotation. And so the heavens were being split wide open when Jesus was baptized. And what do you think of when you hear that the heavens were torn open? What do you expect to happen next? When the heavens open up, what should come down? Think of the time of Noah, when God opened up the heavens and flooded the earth. The clouds burst open and it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. There was massive total destruction, a worldwide catastrophe. In that case, the heavens being torn open spelled doom and disaster. And so the idea of the heavens being torn open might not be a very pleasant or desirable thing in biblical thinking. The prophet Isaiah cried out to the Lord, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down." Isaiah wanted the judgment of God to descend upon the wicked nations of the earth. "Oh, that you would rend the heavens. Split them open, Lord." Well, this background then should shape our expectations when we read that at Jesus' baptism the heavens were torn open. We would expect that God's judgment should come crashing down. I mean, after all, look at the people who were being baptized. It says that all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to John confessing their sins. And so these were sinners who were coming to John for baptism. So here comes this man, Jesus, coming to be baptized in the Jordan, just like all of those admitted sinners. And then after he's baptized, the heavens are torn open. And what comes down? What comes down from those heavens? A voice and a dove. A voice and a dove. What kind of judgment is that? Well, how does God judge and evaluate this man Jesus? The voice says, "You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Yes, this is who Jesus is. He is God's own son. As amazing as it seems, and it is the most amazing thing in the world, this man, Jesus, is God in the flesh. And this is God's judgment on him. "You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Yes, God loves this man, Jesus, and he loves what Jesus is doing, standing there at the Jordan, taking his place among the people. The Father knows what his Son is going to do for them all, starting here at the Jordan. And so God is manifesting Jesus to the people he will save. He is introducing Jesus to the people. He is identifying him as being his Son. God was well pleased to choose Jesus for this mission he's about to undertake. God is well pleased that Jesus voluntarily takes it up and enters into this mission. He's well pleased that Jesus gets down into the water with sinners. God is very well pleased in every respect with this man, Jesus. It's interesting to note that all three members of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, were present at Jesus' baptism. Jesus' birth ended the separation of God and man. Reconciliation with God was possible because of Jesus' birth, because of his ministry, his death, and his resurrection. And not only was this gap first bridged at Jesus' baptism, when the Holy Spirit descended from heaven like a dove, it was also bridged at his death when the veil in the temple was torn in two. In the waters of our baptism, God speaks our name. He unites us to Christ and grants us the promise of new life. He says that he loves us. He claims us, and he is proud of us. No one can take our new identity away from us. And that's what we're reminded when we think of Jesus' baptism. But why did Jesus have to be baptized? After all, he was sinless. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 3, verse 15, that he needed to be baptized to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus' baptism was necessary in order to fulfill the requirements of the Old Testament law, which required repentance from sin. And Jesus was God's answer to Isaiah's prayer that God would come down to earth and be fully present with humanity. Jesus' baptism ushered in a new way of dealing with sin. People did not have to go to the temple in Jerusalem because Jesus became the new temple. And it all starts in full now, here at the Jordan in Jesus' baptism. That's what's going on here. That's what Jesus is saying yes to when he steps into the water. And so here comes the voice of the Father, pronouncing his approval of his beloved Son. And here comes a dove descending out of the skies. Think of the dove that brought word to Noah that it was safe to come out, that the flood and the judgment were over. There the dove became a symbol of peace. God was at peace with mankind, and so it is here. In the person of Jesus, God was making peace with rebellious mankind. So here at the Jordan, a dove descends. But this is no ordinary dove. No, this is the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit empowers this man, Jesus, for his mission. God here is anointing Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. So here at Jesus' baptism, the heavens are torn open. But instead of a devastating flood, there's a voice and a dove. Divine approval and divine empowerment. And so today, we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. Rejoice in it. Give thanks to God. Friends, by his baptism in the Jordan, by his death on the cross, and by his glorious resurrection from the dead, Christ our Lord has opened the kingdom of heaven to all. Because of what Jesus began at his baptism and then carried to completion, now heaven truly is open. It stands wide open. To the glory of God. Amen. Friends, today in our sanctuary, we will be celebrating the Lord's Supper. And so I encourage all of you to think about what that means. How through Jesus' baptism and by our remembrance of the Lord's Supper, we are entering into that relationship with Jesus Christ that will carry us into this new year. And so let's do that with great thanksgiving and with praise. And now, let us enjoy this beautiful song sung by Alan Vest. This is Let There Be Peace on Earth, a song by Jill and Cy Miller, today arranged and performed by Alan Vest. Here is Let There Be Peace on Earth. Thank you. Thank you to Alan for that beautiful song, Let There Be Peace on Earth. And let that be our prayer for this coming year, with so much going on in the world today, so much war, so much hatred. Let's pray for peace. And Lord, let's all hope as well that we will have the opportunity to reflect on what Jesus' baptism means to each of us as we enter this new year. Remember the passage out of Mark where it says that just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And then it said, and a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. That's what each of us longs for in our relationship with God the Father. It's available to us through our relationship with Jesus. So take a moment, reflect on that in the week ahead. Have a wonderful week, and thank you for listening.